Let's talk about objections in sales. Objections in sales are questions or concerns raised by prospects or leads that challenge the value or credibility of the product or services, or even the value and the credibility of the sales rep of the business that he or she represents. Now, common objections can include something like price, or there is no need, or there is no fit for the product or service. There's competition, lack of trust or credibility, time constraints, and so on. So objections can occur at any point in the sales process and also in the marketing process, but they're more likely to happen as the prospect gets closer to making a decision. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, from left, right, and center, there are loads and loads of objections coming in. If the business hasn't done their homework, if marketing hasn't done their homework, and if sales hasn't done their homework. Now, let's talk about why preventing objections is way more effective than handling objections. Handling objections after they've been raised by the prospect or by the lead can be difficult and may require a lot of time and effort to overcome. And also, there is no way of differentiating your product, your business, and your sales strategy from your competitors. If you're waiting for the objections to come in, you're just like anyone else, right? So the prospect doesn't really see the difference because they've been talking to a lot of your competitors, a lot of salespeople, and the objections just come out like clockwork from the prospect and the lead. So how we handle objections and how we prevent objections, that in itself can be a USP and can be the competitive edge for you to make yourself stand out, make your business stand out from your competitors. And preventing objections from occurring in the first place is a proactive approach, and that needs a strong alignment between marketing and sales. But it also allows the sales reps to address potential concerns before they become a barrier to the sale. So what we want to do is we want to move into a proactive position so that it is us that raise these concerns, that raise these potential objections for the prospect, because now we're in the active seat, right? We're proactive. We don't react just to what the objections might be from the prospect, because we know the objections. It's always the same objections. We know what objections will come. And nonetheless, a lot of sales reps still hope with every sales call that they won't get any objections. That's just wishful thinking, and we don't live in a world like that. So the only thing how we can properly handle objections, the only way that we found in our experience working with a lot of clients and B2B businesses and agencies is to plug in marketing as early as possible and bringing up these objections so that sales has it easier to have a sales conversation, have a meaningful sales conversation that leads into a contract. And also by anticipating objections and addressing them early on, the sales reps can build more trust and more credibility with the prospect and also improve the chances then of closing the sale. Now, why is that? Human beings love to say no. We also love to say yes. We love to buy, but we don't want to be sold to. So once we understand the human nature in terms of psychology, we can use that as a tool in our toolbox. And I'd rather have a sales rep bringing up all of these objections by themselves rather than wait until the prospect brings it up. Because that just puts the whole sales process in a very reactive, very behind position, behind the prospect. And we don't want to be behind the prospect. We just want to be on the same level. We want to consult and coach the prospect on what their best chances are to solve the problems that they have. And like I said, most sales reps really dread objections and hope with each sales call that no objections are raised. So what we did is we did it slightly different, and we did it the other way around. So as I said, we know that objections will come. And so we created a bingo card with objections where we can cross out and mark every objection that we get. It's literally a 3x3 square bingo card. And we do have the typical objections that we have run across or that our clients have run across in the past. And we give that to the sales rep and say, every time you get an objection, mark it and be happy about that. That's initially in the first place when we start coming in and working with businesses, because later on, when you have defined and refined the strategy to prevent objections in the first place, you won't need that. But in order to gamify the whole sales process, we just love to have these bingo cards and have a little bit of fun with it as well. The reason I'm saying that is because sales transformation starts with the attitude and the mindset. So there needs to be a change in mindset within sales, within the business, within marketing. Especially sales reps need to expect objections without any fear. If you're in that process of transforming your sales, you will carry some of the old baggage with you for a certain period of time until you can finally get rid of that, rid of all the baggage, and transform it into a better process. So the role of marketing in all of that is absolutely important, is crucial to prevent objections in the first place regarding the whole transformation process. And once we are in a strong alignment with sales and marketing, what we found to be working quite well and better is to focus on the inbound rather than the outbound. Because typically sales is driven by outbound, driven by activities surrounding outbound, surrounding prospecting, surrounding cold calling, cold emailing. So I'm not saying it's wrong, but what we found is that there are cleverer ways and smarter ways around that. And also, when you have sales conversations with inbound leads and inbound prospects, the quality of the sales conversation or the conversation in general will multiply. Because if marketing has done a great job in bringing up these objections in the first place, maybe through their social media posts, maybe what's on the website, maybe through educational sequences, or maybe through a community that they've built and educating the members of that community. So once marketing has done their job, they can now hand over inquiries and leads that are pre-qualified and who know exactly the criteria of how you will engage. And that's way better. And I know that sales will have less and fewer activities when you're qualifying leads primarily through marketing. That's the whole block of activities and responsibilities for sales that is just gone. But in a good way, in a better way, because sales then has the opportunity and the ability to really focus on the right conversations, on the right inquiries, on the good fits, and have it easier to turn that conversation into contracts. So that's why we advocate a strong alignment of sales and marketing and a continuous flow of information and transferable knowledge back and forth between sales and marketing. We would love to have marketing do a couple of sales calls, or at least be present in a couple of sales calls. We love to have salespeople write some content for the website or for newsletters to get these transferable skills, to get this knowledge and the skills transferred back and forth between sales and marketing. Now, what we've done in order to help businesses and teams to prevent objections rather than handle objections is we created and developed certain frameworks and models. That's our IP, one of which is the Probing Sales Framework. And all the tools that we have that we hand over to our clients are tools that have a transformative outcome and result ultimately. So the Probing Sales Framework is a tool that helps sales reps anticipate and address potential objections before they even are raised by the prospect. And ideally, we have a strong alignment with marketing here, taking off a lot of the legwork that is taking a lot of time and taking a lot of resources nowadays still in sales. So we just push that towards marketing. With all the models and the frameworks that we provide and that we develop. It's all about asking the right questions at the right time. It's about active listening to the responses in order to understand what the prospect really needs and what their concerns are and where they are in the journey. And by using the frameworks and the models, sales reps can design really high-class sales conversation that is focused on consulting the prospect rather than using like always be closing strategy. That stopped working a long time ago. So more and more B2B businesses realize that the consultative approach is way better in terms of ROI, in terms of results for the top and bottom line than traditional sales strategies that we've known, you know, from the 80s and 90s and so forth. If you're able to prevent and anticipate objections, and not just for the sake of preventing them and handling them, but for the sake of understanding what objections might be on the other side, on the buyer side, that allows sales reps to stand out from anyone else, from their competition, by demonstrating a higher level of professionalism and expertise and understanding of where the buyer is, of what the buyer has to deal with. This approach also helps sales reps build stronger relationships with prospects, which can eventually lead to more referrals and repeat business and so forth. That why is building relationships so important? That has to do with trust and authority and the belief of the buyer in the capabilities of your business and also of yourself. If a buyer doesn't believe that you can help them, that the business can help them, that the products or services that you have is a good fit for the problem that they are facing or the challenges that they are facing. If they don't believe any of that, you're just another sales rep. You're just another B2B company. You're just another SaaS company. You're just another marketing agency. All these products and services, the markets are very homogenous. There's this a big pool of businesses doing ultimately doing the same things. And so these small tweaks that we have seen work brilliantly, that is what helps businesses stand out from everyone else. And also by taking a more consultative approach and addressing objections earlier, sales reps can increase their chances of making the sale and hitting their goals. That also means that the KPIs and the targets and the goals on a strategic level have to be looked at very carefully and have to be questioned, right? We have to assess the strategy that we have in place, the overall sales strategy, the strategy of incentivizing our sales team. That needs to be addressed. That needs to be looked at very honestly and transparently. And then we adapt the whole strategy, the whole KPI structure, the whole target structure to that new strategy that comes along with the digital sales transformation. One way to minimize sales objection is also to have a clear and compelling sales message that addresses the most common objections up front. We've said that over and over again. Sharpen your sales message. Be as crisp and sharp as possible. You want to have that competitive edge. You want to talk to a specific ICP. You want to provide specific value. Be very precise with your sales message, right? If you go out on a toy fair and your USP is we sell toys, you don't stand out. If you're a SaaS company and, I don't know, let's say a SaaS CRM company and your USP is we do a CRM, that's not a USP. That's a commodity. Everybody else is doing that. And the big players are doing that way longer and have been doing that way longer than you. And also they have a bigger marketing and sales budget. So we can't compete with the big boys on their own playing field. We have to create our own playing field in the market for us. So a sharp and crisp sales message is what gets the foot in the door and ultimately gets the contract inked. And businesses can work with their marketing team to create marketing materials that align with the sales message and provide additional information and evidence to support the value of the product and service. And we talked about that. I always love to see sales and marketing being in the same room together, at least parts of each team, right? Someone from sales, someone from marketing, being together in one room and coming up with ideas. marketing making sales calls, sales writing copy for the website or whatever it is. But that is so important and so crucial for success and results. And I said marketing materials, and traditionally, you know, what do you think of when you hear marketing materials? We think of flyers, we think of business cards and so on. But nowadays with social media, with advanced technology, with AI, marketing materials can mean so much. Yeah, social posts on LinkedIn, that's marketing material. Going live, that's marketing material. Hosting a webinar, doing an educational email sequence, starting a Discord group or a Telegram group, all of that is marketing per se at its core. And sales will benefit from that, right? So sales in the end benefits from marketing, but also the other way around. Marketing benefits from sales, because they get a deeper understanding about the ICP, about how prospects and buyers perceive the value of the products and services, perceive the authority of the brand, perceive trustworthiness. That's why we said, let's open up and break down the walls and just have an open communication flow so that we can transfer the knowledge back and forth. And I mentioned before that in our experience, inbound marketing does beat outbound sales efforts. The ROI of inbound is way higher. The productivity of inbound marketing as opposed to sales outbound is way higher. We're not bashing outbound at all. There will be times and situations where it can be helpful if it's done in a clever way, in a way that, again, makes your brand and your business stand out from everyone else. And one final point, by minimizing sales objections in a very strategic way, businesses can, of course, increase their return on investment, but also reducing costs dramatically and drastically, and especially reducing costs that are associated with low effective and high cost traditional sales strategies like outbound, like cold emailing, like cold calling and so forth. And over the past 2 years, we've seen so many businesses still doing that, but realizing that it just doesn't cut it anymore, that the ROI isn't there. And also the productivity goes down. The motivation within the team goes down. There's a high churn rate in terms of sales reps and team members. We want to retain the talent that we have, that we've developed within our company and our business, but also we want to be able to attract high potential and high peak performance talent as well. So all of that goes into that little thing of objection prevention versus objection handling. And also it can improve the productivity and the mood of the whole sales team. Why should you care about the mood? If people are happy, they are more productive. If they are content, they are more productive. If they're constantly under pressure, as we've seen in traditional sales strategies and traditional sales environments, that does not motivate anyone. What motivates people to get into a high pressure environment? Mostly it's money. So if you only attract talent by the money that you can pay them or by the money that they can make with you, they will also leave your business for some other business where they can make more money. So that's it for today. If you have any questions, get in touch with us, send us an email or leave a comment below. Thank you very much.